Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn ilm-e-deen. Whenever you find a chance to learn ilm-e-deen, you must be very happy and very pleased. As usual, inshallah, in this silsila, we will discuss few verses of the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and brief tafsir. Today we are discussing the ayat number 165 of Surah Al-Baqarah and few more verses along with it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله ولو يرى الذين ظلموا إذ يرون العذاب أن القوة لله جميعا وأن الله شديد العذاب.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And some people take for themselves other gods besides Allah, that they love them like Allah is loved. And for the believers, no one's love is equal to the love of Allah. And how will it be if the transgressors were to see in this world such a time when the punishment of the hereafter will be in front of their eyes? Then they would have admitted that Allah can definitely punish severely. For this reason, that all power belong to Allah. And due to the fact that the punishment of Allah is very severe. It is explained in this ayat that the polytheists, they take for themselves gods other than Allah. They love them as Allah is loved. They prove in idols attributes similar to the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. They slaughter animals on the names of their idols. And as far as the believers are concerned, no one's love is equal to the love of Allah. And how will it be if these polytheists were to see in this world such a time when their punishment of the hereafter be in front of their eyes? Then they would have admitted that Allah can definitely punish severely because all powers belong to Allah. And because punishment of Allah is very severe. Keep in mind that loving the beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jal is because of the love of Allah. Love of the beloveds of Allah cannot be regarded separate to the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, as we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the basis of prophethood which Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon him, and we love saints on the basis of sainthood which Allah Azza wa Jal has rewarded them. Therefore, there must be a clear distinction when an idol worshipper loves his idols and when a Muslim, a believer, loves the beloveds of Allah, such as prophets alayhim as-salam and awliya Allah rahimahum Allah ta'ala.
إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَرَأَوُا الْعَذَابَ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ.
When the leaders will be disgusted with their followers in the hereafter, and they shall see punishment, and all their ties with each other will be cut off. Condition of the Day of Judgment is described here. When the leaders who motivated others towards disbelief will be disgusted with their followers, they will show no connection with their followers. When they all will be gathered in the hereafter and they shall see punishment, and all their relationships, friendships, and their ties with each other will be cut off. There will be no connection left between them. Everyone will be answerable for their own actions. None will help the disbelievers. Take note, relationship between the believers will remain intact and will be beneficial to each other, as mentioned in Surah Az-Zukhruf, verse number 67.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّؤُوا مِنَّا كَذَلِكَ يُرِيهِمُ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ حَسَرَاتٍ عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ.
And the followers will say, alas, if we were to return to the worldly life, we would therefore disassociate ourselves from them like they have disassociated themselves from us. This is how Allah will show them their deeds as regrets, and they are never to come out of hell. And those who followed the corrupt, disbelieving leaders, they will say, alas, hi, if we were to return just one time to the worldly life, we would disassociate ourselves from these corrupt leaders, just as today they have disassociated themselves from us, and also disassociate from the false deities. In this way of humiliation, Allah will show them their evil deeds as a cause of regret, and they are never to come out of hell. Please note that one should keep in mind that whenever anything is mentioned regarding the punishment of the disbelievers, it is in no way connected with the believers. Because people sometimes take the verses which are revealed for disbelievers and implement them upon believers and distort the meaning of Quran Majeed and give wrong and distorted and altered message to the layman, which is very dangerous.
يا أيها الناس كلوا مما في الأرض حلالا طيبا ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين.
O people, eat what is lawful and pure on the earth, and do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Undoubtedly, he is your open enemy. Idol worshippers regarded eating some animals as unlawful. This verse was revealed concerning them, and they are addressed that, O people, eat what is lawful and pure on the earth, and do not follow the footsteps of the devil through extravagance and thanklessness. Undoubtedly, devil is your open enemy. Keep in mind that anything that is not made unlawful by Allah Azza wa Jal or His beloved Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is lawful. No one has the authority to make unlawful what is not made unlawful by Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These days, many people have habit of making many permissible things as haram or unlawful, and they issues these kind of crooked fatwas. So Muslims must be very clear in their minds that only Allah and His Rasul can make things unlawful or haram, nobody else. And what is not made as haram by Allah Azza wa Jal or His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then that is halal and that is lawful.
إنما يأمركم بالسوء والفحشاء وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون.
He, that is the devil, will instruct you only towards evil and indecency, and he will instruct this, that you should fabricate that matter concerning Allah that which you do not know. The devil will instruct you only towards all kinds of evils, sins, and indecency. And he will order this, that you should fabricate matters concerning Allah, for example, declaring lawful things as unlawful, etc., which you know not that by doing so how great a sin you are committing. From this verse we learn that to label anything as unlawful without a categorical proof, as the polytheists regarded some animals as unlawful, is actually acting upon the commands of the devil. So many people these days, they take instructions from the devil and they say, this is haram and that is haram, which are not made haram by Allah and His beloved Nabi.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ.
And when it is said to them, follow what Allah has sent down. So they say, rather we shall follow that upon which we found our forefathers. Would they follow their forefathers, even though their forefathers had neither any intellect nor guidance? It is mentioned in this verse that when it is said to the disbelievers, follow what Allah has sent down upon His last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regard the pure things as lawful. So they say, rather we shall follow that upon which we found our forefathers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions them, would they follow their forefathers, even though their forefathers had neither any intellect nor guidance? This kind of reasoning of the disbelievers is nothing but foolishness. Keep in mind that it is haram to follow the misguided forefathers against Sharia. Similarly, it is unlawful to follow forefathers concerning sins. Likewise, following the path of pious predecessors, which is according to Sharia, is a commendable act. So don't follow your forefathers. If they committed sins, don't follow them in sins, or don't follow any spiritual leader, so-called Ruhani leader, who commits sins, who establishes innovations, evil innovations, things against Sharia. Do not follow any of those people. Follow the people who act upon Sharia. So our pious predecessors, they were Allah fearing, they were pious, they followed the divine law, the Sharia. So follow them. This would be regarded as an act of goodness.
ومثل الذين كفروا كمثل الذي ينعق بما لا يسمع إلا دعاء ونداء صم بكم عمي فهم لا يعقلون.
And the example of the disbelievers is similar to the one who calls upon such who hear nothing but screaming and yelling, because the disbelievers are like animals and are deaf, dumb, blind, so they do not have understanding. And the example of these stubborn disbelievers and the one who calls upon them towards guidance is such: the disbelievers are like cattle who hear nothing but screaming and yelling, but not understanding the meaning of the words of the caller. And they are declared as deaf, dumb, blind, because they do not have understanding of anything. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again, we had the opportunity to learn few verses of Quran-i-Majeed and brief tafsir of these verses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and learn Quran-i-Majeed and learn the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and practice upon the ahkam of Quran and sunnah. Keep watching Madani channel wherever in the world you are. Stay in touch with Dawat-e-Islami and give your donations یا زکوٰۃ فطرہ للہ خیرات ٹو دعوت اسلامی، بیکاز دعوت اسلامی از ڈوئنگ فینٹیسٹک ورک، اٹس کریڈیبل، اٹس ٹرانسپیرنٹ۔ مے اللہ بلیس یو اینڈ یور فیملی، آمین۔ بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
قرآن، قرآن towards understanding the holy Quran، towards understanding the holy Quran۔